Lesson 10, finding your focus and the techniques behind it. What is meditation other than retraining your brain to focus in a different way? At the beginning of these lessons, I talked about the definition of meditation, or the idea is putting your body to sleep while keeping your mind awake. That alone is a completely separate focus technique on keeping your mind stimulated while it feels everything around it drifting off to sleep. Finding those techniques with inside of you and the bridges to use them properly is probably about 50% of the battle when it comes to meditation. You are going to be inundated with distractions and different random thoughts and emotions that pop up while you're learning and continuing your meditation habit. Training your focus to be as sharp as the edge of a blade, so that however you choose to wield it, it becomes a powerful weapon in your toolbox. That focus then can be brought outside into your waking life and used however you see fit. You've probably wondered when you've heard ads for different meditation courses or classes about how meditation actually helps improve concentration, or how meditation actually helps improve sleep or anxiety or creativity. A lot of that is understanding and learning a new skill set in the safety of your mind inside yourself, so that you're confident enough to bring that new thing outside and use it in real life. Focus is one of the big skills that you're going to learn within meditation. How to wield it and how to use it becomes up to you, rather than having to repeat certain meditations in the hopes that it's going to give you more of it. So, as always, let's start at the surface and at the basics. Your focus, or your ability to focus, is your mind's version of your eyesight. So right now, wherever you're sitting, I want you just to look around the room. As you shift your vision between objects, you are changing your focus. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't stare at an object and think about something different. But for those brief few seconds when you stare at something, your focus is completely trained on that object. We are doing this with our eyes closed inside of meditation. What you choose to look at with your mind is your vision. And just like when your eyes are open, you can multitask after you shift focus once you're in a stare. But for that brief second, whatever you're looking at within your mind, hold your attention completely. This is also very relevant for distractions. When your mind drifts to a distraction, you are shifting your eyes, or your mind's eye, and you are looking at it, and you are completely distracted. So now we come to the fork in the road. Do we go down story, and we give you a set of circumstances to train and practice a whole bunch of skills about forcing focus? Or do we just teach you the truth behind it? Well, I choose truth. Maintaining your focus is much more about ignoring the distraction than it is about forcing your eyes into a stare. This sounds a bit counterintuitive at first, but I'm going to give you an example to kind of use as a jumping off point. I want you to imagine yourself just in a busy room for a second, having a conversation with one person, that you're solely focused on this one person. Now, there's lots of other conversations around you, just at a medium volume, so nothing that's walking over top of your conversation. Now, let's pretend that somebody drops a tray of dishes on the ground right beside you. It's a loud crashing sound, broken dishes all over the ground, naturally pulls your attention over to the tray. 9 times out of 10, when somebody gets distracted like this, they have to come back to the conversation and ask the person to repeat what they had just said, because their attention got so dramatically swiped off to the side, even their hearing didn't register what the person was saying. Inside of meditation, this works exactly the same. Your ability not to be distracted is actually the practicable skill when it comes to focus that allows you to maintain your intent in the direction you want to go. So the idea behind training yourself to focus harder isn't actually true. There's a lot of exercises out there that can help you with this. There's a lot of predetermined set of steps that you're supposed to take to learn how to increase your focus. But the truth is, it's about training yourself not to be distracted. That's where the teachable skill comes into this. So as this goes on, we're going to talk more and more about distractions, and I'm actually going to open up a meditation for you later on in this course that is going to provide distractions inside the meditation that I want you to focus away from. This is where the rubber hits the road when it comes to improving your level of focus, is being able to not quite tunnel vision, but not allow your mind's eye to be jerked away from with what you're looking at. What you're looking at inside of a meditation is always in the state of allowance. You're allowing yourself to see what's in front of you. You're allowing yourself to be presented with what is being brought to you. Moving yourself into a state of forcing it rather than allowing it is a much harder road. This whole course set is based off of the allowance idea. So what if you practiced allowing yourself not to be distracted? To not be overly curious and just notice the things that are around you. A simple step in this when you first start to meditate, especially on a self-guided meditation, is acknowledging the thought, right? Seeing the thought that randomly pops up in your head, acknowledging it, but not to engage with it. It's okay that it's there, we can acknowledge it. Right, but we keep it on the peripheral where we don't engage and jump down the rabbit hole into 5 minutes of fantasy style thinking because one thing popped up in our mind. This is not so easy to do in the beginning, but it takes practice. Most times what happens in the very beginning is these random thoughts start to pop up inside your meditation. And you end up sticking in the thought and thinking it all the way through and thinking, if I role play this scenario, then I'll be better prepared, then I can let it go. And it's not true. You in that moment, whether you realize it or not, are making a willful decision to jump down that rabbit hole in that thought. You're allowing the distraction to carry your attention. The biggest way you can practice this is inside a meditation or outside, is when you have random thoughts pop in your head. See the thought, acknowledge it, and then dismiss it. You can do this through a variety of exercises. One of the best ones is, that's an interesting thought, I wonder what I'll think next. Just say that in your head and you allow the chain to be broken. If the thought comes back, you just do it again. That's an interesting thought, I wonder what I'm going to think of next. And you just let it go and you listen. Trying to force yourself into a mindset of a silent mind is a fast way to get all the thoughts to try to come at the surface at once. One of the biggest misnomers in meditation is that you have to sit there with a completely still mind. That's a completely different form of meditation to gain that peaceful stillness. A completely different discipline than average or ordinary meditation. So let me be the first one, if you've never heard it before, to bust that myth that you do not need a still mind to have an active meditation routine inside yourself. You just have to have the discipline not to engage with a busy mind. So what does that look like for you to have a thought but not engage? I want you to put some work into that over the next day or so. To look at that and practice that simple exercise of merely saying when you have a random thought, that's an interesting thought, I wonder what I'll think next, and then let it go and allow yourself to be open for the next thought to pop up. A lot of time and energy will go into this to perfect this skill. But again, inside this course, we're looking for those small victories and small successes so you can see the growth pattern and carry on what matters most to you. As time goes on, I would encourage you to continually move your meditation spot into areas that offer more and more distraction, being open to yourself to know if you've pushed yourself too far or not far enough. When you're in the beginning, the idea of cutting out distractions makes it easier for you. But as time goes on and you're looking to achieve a new level along the way, it doesn't matter if you can hear ambient sounds of the city around you, somebody's watching TV beside you, kids are playing outside that you can hear through the windows. Those are not limitations to your ability to meditate if you choose to make them irrelevant. It's only when we allow ourselves to be distracted by that thing or that sound that we're making the distraction very relevant. So be flexible with that idea as you start to embrace a lot of this. You're welcome in the beginning to cut out all the distractions, and I would encourage it. But be open to allowing yourself to try to be distracted and putting the work in to keeping your focus away from that. Excellent. We'll see you soon.